From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, who gets burned in the glaring light of the Kobe Bryant trial? But our lead today comes from the U.S. Supreme Court. And for the second time in 2 weeks, we can actually bring you the sound from the court chamber.
Oh, yay, oh, yay, oh, yay. All persons having business before the Honorable, the Supreme Court of the United States, are admonished to draw near and give their attention, for the court is now sitting.
When the court releases audio of an argument, it's a sure sign the case is important, and the name of today's case says it all. Cheney versus U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. That's Cheney as in Vice President Dick Cheney. This case centers on the right of the executive branch to keep its meetings confidential, and there's been added controversy since Justice Antonin Scalia went duck hunting with the vice president shortly after the court had agreed to hear the case. Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick was there today for the argument. She joins us now. Hi, Dahlia. Remind us about the central dispute in this case.
Sure, Alex. This is sort of a three-year-old slap fight between the vice president and two watchdog groups, Sierra Club, an environmental group, and Judicial Watch, which is sort of a judicial watchdog entity. The fight is essentially over who was on Dick Cheney's energy task force that was convened very early in the Bush administration. Under federal law, if the advisory committees are made up entirely of federal government officials, those kinds of details don't need to be disclosed. Watchdog groups say, but Cheney's Energy Commission was not made up entirely of federal government officials because all sorts of lay people, including Ken Lay and other energy executives, played key role on that committee. The fight is essentially then whether the federal statute that says this information could be disclosed or not disclosed is going to be applied today.
So that's it? There must be more complications along the way.
This is an unbelievably complicated case, Alex, for several reasons. First of all, there is the posture of the case. This case never went to trial on the merits. This essentially all we're fighting about today is a pretrial discovery order where the lower court said, as part of basic discovery, the Bush administration needs to hand over all of the same stuff that would end up coming out in the end of the trial. That is to say, all the names of everyone who was on the committee, the rosters, the minutes. The other tough thing today is that there's a big jurisdictional fight. Because there was no final decision in a lower court on the merits, the Supreme Court is hearing a case that was never completed. So there is a big jurisdictional question before the court of whether they should even hear a case that's never really been decided.
Okay, the president's lawyer in these cases before the Supreme Court is the Solicitor General Ted Olson. Here's some of what he said today.
This is a case about the separation of powers. The Constitution explicitly commits to the President's discretion the authority to obtain the opinions of subordinates and to formulate recommendations for legislation. Congress may neither intrude on the President's ability to perform these functions nor authorize private litigants to use the courts to do so.
That's the administration's argument, Dahlia.
Yeah, I mean, that is, in a nutshell, what Ted Olson was saying is the executive position, which is if you're going to haul the president, the vice president, into court each and every time you have some rank speculation that an outsider unduly influenced a committee, they're going to spend their whole lives defending against frivolous lawsuits, and that in order to have meaningful discussions with their advisors, the president, the executive, needs to be shielded from this kind of incredibly invasive lawsuit.
So how about Judicial Watch and Sierra Club? What are they saying?
Well, they're saying two things. One goes back to that jurisdictional question that we talked about earlier. They're saying, look, there's no final order, that the Cheney just didn't like being told that he had to turn this stuff over as part of discovery. And instead of fighting it out in the lower courts, he sort of was like a little baby who ran up to the principal and said, you know, I'm going all the way to the top with this. That's really was irking the watchdog groups. And the other thing is they say, if the government gets their way in this case, there's going to be sort of blanket immunity for the executive. What's the purpose of having disclosure laws if the executive simply gets to, you know, fold up the tents and say, we're not talking to anybody about this case?
Well, there's something for the court to sit and consider for the next few months. Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate and joins us here frequently. Dahlia, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.